Okay, so we're holding Klal Zayin Din Yud that the Chavetz Chaim now is discussing. After discussing Mesiach Lepitumai, now he's discussing the question of Dvarim HaKarim, that if something is very, it seems like pretty strong circumstantial evidence a certain way, so then the question is, if you see Dvarim HaKarim, is it mutter for you to believe the Lashon Hara? So he says, because it seems like you saw pretty strong circumstantial evidence that what this guy is saying negative of Amriel seems to be true. Let's say it's true that he went to this and this place, but you could be danim lekaf schus. Or if, let's say, there's circumstantial evidence that Itaka did a dumb thing and he's not such a bright guy, or like what he said in the halachas of Mesiach Lepitumai, it doesn't matter if the fact that there seems to be circumstantial evidence that he's not so bright, either you have to be danim lekaf schus if it's something that it could be he didn't do something wrong, so that now we should not look at this person in a negative way. But if he's doing something which there's no way to find the tzatzchus for what he did, in other words, he's doing something, there's very strong circumstantial evidence that he bought something that's clearly treif, that there's no question about, or that he committed some act of immorality, which is klar, no way that a person would mistake that it's really mutter, etc. Then, if there's dvarim hanikarim, he says mutter lekabel. Then you're allowed to believe, you're allowed to accept what the person is saying. Now, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Be'er Maim Chaim Chav Hei, he says mutter lehamin lekabel. So he says, when are you allowed to listen to this in case there's a purpose for you listening? To be careful from such a person, and to distance yourself from any friendship with such a person, until you know that he did tshuva. In such a case, so now, this is the point that I'm trying to understand in this Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim told us in general that even if it's a question of Mehemen Kebetrei, which has a legal nemonis, it's a true, it's you can believe what the person is saying. Nevertheless, the Chavetz Chaim said it's only mutataka to listen to believe it, only in a case where if what he's saying, according to what he's saying, it's not Lashon Hara. Because he's telling you that the guy is a Rasha, and therefore you should stay away from him. But if a Mehemen Kebetrei says that this guy is not a nice guy, or he's not a smart guy, so it doesn't matter if it's really true. But Lamai says that's Lashon Hara. To say something negative about a person where you don't have a Toelis, there's no future Toelis of saying it, is an Isur of saying Lashon Hara, and it's an Isur of being Makabal Lashon Hara. So he says in such a case, you're not allowed to be Makabal to Lashon Hara. You notice the chur, that means you're not allowed to take it as the truth. Because if you're taking it as the truth, so then automatically you're going to have a negative feeling. So he's saying, so you're not allowed to. He also told us, the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim said, that what happens if the person himself admits that he did something wrong? Then you're allowed to believe it, because he hodas baldin, kamei edim. So it's like edim testified in Bezdin, so you can believe it, because he said it's true. So now in the case of Dvarim HaNikarim, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that this din of Dvarim HaNikarim, he's saying, is in a case where the person that is telling you something is actually, he's saying something negative about another person, something bad about another person. So he says, that's only in case there's a Toelis L'haba. But he says, Dva'ofen zeh, then it comes out that the person who said it didn't say Lashon Hara. Because if the person, even though this Dvarim HaNikarim is telling you something which there's no Toelis, So what would I want the Chafetz Chaim then to say? If he's telling me something where there's no toelis in it, so I would say, so then the speaker is saying an Isur of Lashon Hara, because even if the speaker saw it and it's true, he's not allowed to tell. So he knows it's true. But you're not allowed to tell somebody else about it, because there's no toelis. So I would say the speaker is being over an Isur of Lashon Hara, and the listener is not allowed to be makabel the Lashon Hara. And he's not allowed to accept it as the truth because it's Lashon Hara. But the Chafetz Chaim doesn't say that. The Chafetz Chaim says, that if there's a purpose l'habah, then there's no iser. The lav hachi, because if not, osur lahatos oznoi l'shmoyes hasipur. You're not allowed to turn your ear to listen. Shebishmi also maybe es hamesaper li de iser, because when you listen, you're going to cause the speaker to be over an iser of lashon hara. So why isn't he saying more? It's not only that you're causing the speaker, but you yourself are being over an Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. So it sounds as if the Chafetz Chaim holds that there wouldn't be an Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara over here. Why? Because it's Dvar Malikarim. So if you know it's true, so then there can't be an Isur to that you're not allowed to believe it. Why can't I believe it if it's really true? So I don't know. You know, it could be we could say that the Chafetz Chaim means that since it's something which, if there's a purpose, he's not saying it for a purpose, but there would be a purpose. So if I'm listening to it for a purpose, so then as far as my Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, there wouldn't be a problem. But it's a problem because since he's not intending for that, he's being over Lashon Hara, so I'm causing him to be over Lashon Hara. So I'm not sure if that's what the Chafetz Chaim means. But al kaponim, you know, this is a crucial question. The crucial question is the Isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara that the Torah is telling us that even though logically and halachically it should be true what the person is saying, nevertheless you're not allowed to believe it, which means that it would be an illogical halacha, because if logically in a Dvar Minikarim is something that I'm allowed to believe, that's considered enough proof that I can believe it, so then how can you tell me I shouldn't believe it? I shouldn't accept it as, maybe I shouldn't have listened in the first place, but if I hear it, how can you say I shouldn't believe it? Why is that different than when the person says Lashon Hara about himself, or he admits that to a Lashon Hara about himself, even though it's Lashon Hara, the guy who said it said Lashon Hara, you're shtika koda, so you agree it's true, but it should still be an Isur for you being makabel Lashon Hara. Hello, what? If it's true, there's no, then there can't be an Isur. And here it seems to be that even if it's true, it could be an Isur. The Chafetz Chaim just continues. What? That's not a problem, but I'm saying in the case where it's not a toelis. But in case it's toelis, there's no Isur.
The speaker doesn't know if it's a toelis.
That's another problem. So that you have to say that you have to warn the guy, like Frohl said yesterday, when you start smelling that you're going to hear Lashon Hara.
Maybe that's the point. The diuk is not on the Kabbalah. The point is that because you're listening and pretending to speak, he thinks it's mutterkin to continue.
Zolzen is it, let's say, but the Lemaisa the Chafetz Chaim should say both are being over an Isur.
He's not over an Isur because he thinks he's speaking the toelis.
No, he's saying the other way. He's saying when the person is not speaking with toelis, so the speaker, you're causing the speaker to be over an aver. Chayra, and you also are being over an aver because you're listening to Lashon Hara.
Well, it's because he doesn't know, but by your listening, he is a shogeg.
Who doesn't know? The listener doesn't know.
No, the speaker is shogeg. He's a shogeg. He thinks
he's starting this conversation with toelis?
He thinks he is, but you're just...
So if he thinks he is, then it's Taka Mutta, then he's allowed to say it, because
but
he thinks it's for
Toelis. But if it's really not Toelis?
So then both are even, or if it is. Okay.